A local ministry student has been cleared after a case of mistaken identity. Police in Montgomery County have withdrawn criminal charges against the man they cited as the hit-and-run driver who crashed a stolen Maserati over the summer. The case sparked a debate on racial profiling, as WHYY's Dana DeFilippo reports.
Elijah Clay is in his second year at Lancaster Bible College. He also works at Deliverance Evangelical Church in North Philly, where his late father was a deacon. He's the last person you'd expect to steal a car, crash it, and curse out witnesses. But last summer, police in Abington said he did just that on July 30th. They charged him with reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and other offenses. Over the weekend, though, they withdrew charges just a week before Clay's scheduled trial.
I was just shocked out of words, honestly.
Clay has always maintained his innocence, saying police racially profiled him. He was there that night. His girlfriend lives nearby. But he says he merely heard the crash and ran to help. Instead, police handcuffed him as the suspected driver.
He was a good Samaritan who unfortunately was subject to a bad identification.
That's attorney Lloyd Long, who represented Clay for free. Long says an elderly woman who saw Clay running towards the crash also helped persuade police that they had the wrong man. Clay says his case proves the power of prayer.
All God wanted was for me to be confident and have faith in him. He wanted me to seek his face daily, pray every day, have people around me praying, supporting me. It's all he wanted. It's all God wanted. God will bless you if you just pray to him, if you talk to him through the heart.
Clay says he has no hard feelings towards the police. The experience, he says, has strengthened his faith in God. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.